The Blaine Fowler Morning Show, 96.3 WDVD.
It is 8:13, and it's time for Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. We do this thing, Dr. Steve, on Wednesdays. We call it the X-Files. How's that? Are you impressed?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's a bit about your exes. And we got this one. We did this one last week, and I thought it'd be interesting to get your take on it because I bet you deal with this a lot in your profession as a psychologist. We got this text from Carrie. It reads, "My ex makes more than me and spends way more than I do on our kids, who are 5 and 7, at Christmas. I feel like I can't keep up with him. How do I get him to spend less?" And that's all she wrote. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if he's doing this. Is this intentional? Is this him using the kids as a way to get back at her?
Or is it just that he makes the kind of money he makes and he wants to spend that on his kids?
Right. So what's your take on this?
Well, I saw this and I don't know if this is the same take other people had, but from my thought is when I read that email, just by asking the question, you've already lost.
I don't get that.
Because
how do I get him to spend less, you mean? That question?
Well, because the currency, I can't think of the right word, the currency of love and relationships is shared experiences.
Right.
What you can provide with your friends and your kids, I mean, that's what makes it all go around. Mm-hmm. And so if you've decided, either because he set it up or society set it up or wherever you got it, that the key factor is what somebody spends,
mm-hmm.
you're going to lose.
So in other words, she should value the time. I'm guessing she gets more time with the kids than he does. Usually that's the case in a divorce, right? So my guess is what you're saying is she should value that more. She should appreciate the fact that she has these kids probably 5 days a week where he gets them on the weekends.
Well, you know, maybe I think of it differently than other people, but I just think of it entirely opposite. Whether it's a lot of time or maximize your time, you get time, again, kids, friends, whatever,
mm-hmm.
to have these valuable experiences together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it all, that's what everybody remembers. That's when we grow up. We don't remember the nice trip we took wherever. We remember all the experiences we had on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you think of your kids as a pie with a bunch of different slices taken out of it, you know, one slice will be the nice gifts that dad got. All the other slices are made up of all of the things that you do. And so, great, if my kids grow up and they have had wonderful, expensive gifts and all these powerful, wonderful, loving experiences, wouldn't that be fine?
Right.
Oh, good point. So maybe she needs to not think of it as a negative thing toward her, but realize this is great for my kids that they can get these kind of gifts from dad.
They get these kind of gifts from dad. That's okay. Mm-hmm. So are you not giving all of the more important things? Why aren't we talking about the more important things?
Right.
Wow.
I want the text to say, I provide my kids with all of these wonderful, powerful, great experiences, and you know it's a wonderful thing. We have a great family. Everyone
loving
gets
relationship.
Along, all this great, and dad gives them all these expensive gifts. Should I be competing? And I'd go, no.
Yeah.
What's the problem? But I don't know how much time we have. I have a thought that makes makes the point. A couple of years ago, we took my family for spring break to Florida. And we decided that we'd drive rather than
fly.
We could fly. That'd be a great trip. Stay in a great hotel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We drove. Well, all of the debacles that occurred while we drove, the traffic problems and the bad restaurants and the motel we stayed in, this is all that my kids remember.
Right.
We don't talk about the nice hotel we stayed in when we got there.
Nope.
One after the other, the horrible experiences we had.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you sat down today, we talk about the drive.
Yeah.
Not all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But you were all there for it.
We were all there together.
Those are the memories.
I'll just tell a quick one because it makes the point. We were driving we're in Tennessee at like 1 a.m., dark night, all the traffic stops. My wife's tired, so we switch drivers, but I have to go to the bathroom the second I start driving.
Right.
Kids are asleep in the back. She's asleep. A mile down the road, full dead stop traffic. 2 hours.
Oh no.
Two hours in park.
No.
Now, Dr. Steve, tell me you got out and went on the road.
So what happened is, yes.
I would have.
But here's what happens. I can't take it. It's 2 hours we're in park. Now, everyone's asleep. I finally can't take it anymore.
I can't believe
I'm drowning.
It yeah.
So I get out of the car and I go to the side of the road. Yeah. But while I'm there, what happens is when I open the door and close it, that wakes everyone in the car up.
Right.
And the lights are on.
The light goes on.
So the light goes on. So they can't see outside. They can't see me. All they go is they wake up and the car is running.
And we're full drunk.
Dad has disappeared.
Oh my God.
But the point is, that was all. That's what we laugh about yeah. all the time.
Right.
And that's what I wish this woman would see, is create all these memories.
Yeah.
That's what everybody remembers, not some fabulous gift.
So, Carrie, concentrate on the moments and those memories that you're creating mm-hmm. with your kids, and don't worry about what your ex-husband is spending. Just worry about the time that you have with your kids. Which, right. by the way, is good advice to married parents and unmarried parents as well.
Yeah. Everybody.
Thank right. you.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDBD.